Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
President-elect Donald Trump is casting blame for the L.A. fires on California leadership, saying he'll be making changes to some policies upon taking office. And for more, we're joined live on the KCBS RingCentral Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Matier. And Phil, do you think that these threats are the real deal?
No, I don't. We've seen it before. You remember the Paradise Fire. President Trump initially withheld funding for less than a day, and then he gave it up because it's just too big. And he's might be a jerk, but he's not a complete idiot or a fool when it comes to the fact that there's a disaster out there. So what we have here is sort of a replay of that. Now, there is quite he opens up every discussion with either handing you a bouquet or pulling the pin on a grenade and throwing it at your direction. And he threw a grenade at California, saying basically that officials were incompetent and that long-term policies are the have resulted in these fires being out of control, whether it's water policies, building policies, or climate change policies. Gavin Newsom reacted by saying that is incorrect. It's also inhumane in the midst of all this suffering to be playing politics. It serves both of them well. Trump throws out his attacks on Newsom, who he sees as one of the leading Democrats in the country, so he's always looking to try to cut him back. And Newsom throws it back to him, saying, you are just this big jerk, and when people are suffering, we need to be taking care of them, which is true, but also deflects some of the questions about the responsibility that state and local officials and policies over decades have possibly contributed to this. So it goes around and around. Both sides are half right.
Well, Newsom is being blamed for everything, even an empty reservoir, it seems like. It reminds me of that sarcastic, thanks Obama, when people would say that for everything. But a serious question, are these fires likely to shroud his presidential aspirations?
Well, they're going to definitely keep him busy. And I just want to clarify something. Actually, Gavin Newsom is the one who's calling for an investigation into the empty reservoir down at Pacific Palisades, because he, too, was shocked that something that carried 117 million gallons of waters was offline and under repair. There's also been criticism leveled at the city of Los Angeles by their own fire chief, saying that, you know, that they've been underfunded for years, that they just aren't keeping up with the growth and the needs and the upkeeps. We've seen that before all across California. And so now Gavin Newsom is finding himself, President Joe Biden has already pledged 6 months of aid. So he's already got that. And he's got that signed, because Gavin didn't waste around. He didn't just take his word. He brought here his list and approve it. But what we're going to see is there's a question of blame. You can go around with that. But there's also the question of, what do we do going forward? How do we rebuild? How do you make it easier for it to rebuild? Not just the houses, but the roads and the infrastructure. It's going to be incredibly costly. So to your question, this is, you know, Gavin Newsom, if he's going to run for president again, he better get Los Angeles back on its feet, because that's going to be the decider one way or the other.
Thanks, as always, the one, the only, Phil Matier. And Phil will be back this afternoon at 5:50.